Okay, I'm going to sort of, you know, start from the basis that we are interested in what you might call shared decision making or informed choice or whatever. With this idea, with some, I'm making some massive generalizations now. The first one is that people vary enormously in their understanding and their needs in terms of information. You know, huge variation in numeracy, in educational level, and in what they want. But people do like advice from a trusted source, and they also like information. People do want to hear information. However, much of that information, after providing, that I'm sure you know this, and I know it from my own experience, is that the patient might say, "Thank you very much for telling me that. What do you think I should do?" And I think it's a very rational response of the patient, because providing information has been shown in endless studies to provide limited direct effect on people's behaviours and choices. Just providing information is not, it does not actually have a big amount of influence. So is this a paradox? People want it, but then don't take any notice of it. Well, I think the conclusion from that is, first of all, there is actually a duty to provide transparent communication of, in multiple formats, of the benefits and harms of treatment, apart from, for anything else, the legal requirement. But actually, I think there's also an ethical requirement. And people have been wrestling with, well, so why are we doing this? And what can we actually, how can we narrow down and evaluate what we're trying to do, how good it is our communication is? And there's this wonderful concept that's been developing about trying to develop immunity from anecdote. We all know this thing that I do myself, we all do, that no matter what you read about, whatever happened to your Aunt Nellie is what has the biggest influence. What happened to you? It's someone you know, some of your friend, what I heard, what my hairdresser said, etc., etc., etc. That's the thing that has big influences on people. And it's true, it does. Anecdotal evidence does. Now, when that anecdotal evidence conflicts with the statistics, you know, actually what the, you know, you might consider the appropriate chances are, this can cause a lot of problems. And psychologists now are doing randomized trials of different formats of presenting information and checking whether particular formats encourage immunity from anecdote. And they've shown that the sort of formats I'm talking about today actually, in a proper, you know, cross-randomized study, can mean that people are less influenced by single anecdotal stories that conflict with the overall evidence. And it seems to me this is a beautifully pragmatic description of what we might be trying to do in good communication, etc. So, but of course, people do want advice.